I know he was very fond of Christmas. How did you celebrate the other holidays? Anything, Halloween, Fourth of July?
Halloween was another favorite of Joe's. He'd have the spooky music, and we'd decorate the house, and we'd have the lights, and we'd cut up the pumpkin, and my neighbor would have a coffin with a dummy in it, and we'd have the music and the spider webs, and he would go trick-or-treating till nobody would answer their door anymore.
Did he get dressed up, too?
He didn't get dressed up, but he would take the kids out until they were like, they would be ready to go home, and Joe was still like, no, we got more houses to hit.
They needed a shopping bag change, right? It was getting too heavy.
Oh, yeah. He loved Halloween. He loved all the holidays. And we would decorate for Halloween. We would decorate the house for Easter and with the Easter eggs in our little tree. But Christmas was one of his favorites. And he would go outside and just take pictures of the house after he put the lights up.
Sure.
On the trees and on the...
The house. Inside was a winter wonderland, too.
And of course, Christmas, we would keep our Christmas tree up almost until Valentine's Day because he just hated to take that Christmas tree down. I think if he could, he would have left it up year-round.
It's because of all the work that went into putting it up.
A lot of work.
Yeah. A lot of extra stuff. Did he have trains under the tree?
He did. A few years he did. And he had his, before we did the attic, he had his Lionel train set up in the attic.
Caitlin had a nickname. Did all the kids have nicknames? Did you have a nickname that Joe gave?
He used to call me Baby.
Okay.
Brian was Bucky, and Caitlin was Katie Bear. He used to call her Bear. And we have some childhood events where and Caitlin, they used to put them in the walker on the porch, and he would tie a rope to the walker so that they could run with the walker, then as soon as they get to the edge of the steps, they'd stop short. And then people would be driving by, and they'd say, oh, my God, that kid's going to go right off that porch. You know?
Boing. Put a spring on it.
But he'd stop short. And then there was a time I came home, and Caitlin kept dropping her pacifier, so he taped it to her mouth.
Worked.
We had to tell him he couldn't do that. Or the time he took Brian, he had a helicopter. A little Tykes helicopter, and he tied the helicopter to his bike and took Brian for a little ride, but forgot when he came to a hill that all of a sudden he saw Brian passing him and realized that Brian didn't have brakes. and Brian crashed into a tree and came home with this big cut.
So next time he had him out with a helmet and everything.
Yeah, and then of course we had the, when the kids were older, we bought rollerblades and... that was an event too. He would be in front of the house.
You were all rollerblading?
The kids had rollerblades, and then Joe and I decided to buy them. And of course, when you go into the store and you try them on a carpet, they really don't go that fast, and they just seem so easy and manageable. And then once we took them home and we
hit your first hill,
hit the ground, it was like, whoa, you know, how do you stop on these things? And I remember the first time, we were on 3rd Avenue, and Joe put his blades on, and I said, okay, you go first. And as soon as he got to that little hill on 3rd Avenue, he started flying, and we're all looking at each other like, I don't think he's going to stop. And sure enough, he had a big fall. Big bruise, big fall.
Was he knee padded and elbow padded?
He was, but after that, I think the next time he went out, he tried to put a pillow in his, down his pants where his butt was, so that...
Yeah,
he felt he had cushioning, but he looked funny.
Too bad you didn't have a video of that.
Yeah, it was fun. So we had fun roll. We would take the go rollerblading into Manhattan, down by Battery City Park, and we used to spend the day there rollerblading and having a picnic and eating dinner out, and it was one of our weekend field trips.
So his chosen profession was far and away fireman.
Right.
How do you think he would fill in the answer to, the reason I chose this career is?
He just always wanted to be a fireman. As, you know, from what I was told was that as a child, he would watch the fire trucks go by in Inwood and run to the window. And then every firehouse, you know, they'd come to, his father would take him in and he would get to go on the fire trucks. And he just had this love for being a fireman, and it was something he wanted to do.
Did he ever express it to you verbally? Like, you know.
When we first started to date, I had no clue that, well, and I take that back. When I first met Joe, he did tell me he wanted to be a fireman. And then...
And it was subdued for a while?
And it was subdued, and I had no idea that he was even on a list until maybe a year until we were dating, maybe 7 months. And when he got called from the fire department, I was shocked. I had no clue that he was even on a list. I thought, oh my God, here I thought he was going to be an engineer for life. But
What was your reaction?
You know, he came to see me. I remember it was 11 o'clock at night. He rang my doorbell, and I was surprised to see him that late. And I said, what's up? And he's like, well, I've got a big decision to make. And he told me that he was called, and he had been on the list, and I was shocked. And he says, well, what do you think? And I said, no, it's not my decision, it's your decision. And I knew it was going to be the fire department. He just was thrilled.
He was beaming too much.
Beaming, and just loved it.
How was his progression through different fire departments? He started off at Engine 23.
Mm-hmm. He was a probie at 23. As a matter of fact, I was just there recently, and they still have pictures of Joe when he was a probie there. They have a beautiful picture of him with the engine coming out of the firehouse doors, and Joe is standing there with a Dalmatian.
Oh.
And he's on the truck on the side, and there's two other firemen there. I have a copy of that picture. It's a great picture. It's a great shot of him.
Was that a ladder company also, or just
no? It's just an engine company.
Then he moved to Ladder 4, Engine 54.
Right, and he loved Engine 20. It was a great firehouse, but he wanted some truck experience, and that's when he moved to...
When you say truck, you mean actually driving, or being on
Ladder? Being on a truck, you know, being in a ladder company, because 23 was just a single engine company. So that's when he went to Ladder 4.
He was there for a number of years, 13 years, I have.
He was there for, I want to say he was at 23 for about 3 years before he transferred to Ladder 4 and Engine 54, which was a truck company, and it was known as the Pride of Midtown. And he wanted to get some truck experience because 23 was a single engine house, and he just thought for career-wise that he needed to have truck experience as well. And it was a great company for him to go to. I mean, Midtown, it was a very busy firehouse. And, you know, at night you'd never sleep. They were constantly running, and there would be fires and, you know, all sorts of emergencies that they responded to. But we had great experience. I mean, he had a great experience there. He drove. He became a driver. And he was a chauffeur. And he drove the fire truck. I mean, he thought it was the best. The most wonderful thrill was just driving that truck through Midtown.
What do you mean he was a chauffeur?
Chauffeur. He drove the truck. He had to go to chauffeur school. And
he was drawn to the ladder as opposed to the engine.
Because with the ladder, you're more you're into the fire. You go, you know, you're
entering and
entering,
yeah, as opposed to supplying.
And he had a wonderful experience there. He was there, I want to say, a good 13 years before he became a lieutenant.